reference report number 2001-93933. It's Detective Kerry Peterson. It's October 22nd, approximately 1911 hours. I'm at Los Robles emergency room. I'm speaking with paramedic with AMR. Earlier in the evening, in the afternoon, called out to a call in Camarillo during an officer-involved shooting. Can you tell me from the time you got to the scene at the shopping center in Camarillo, what did you do and what did you see?
We were first on as far as ambulance, and my partner and I went over to the officer who was down. He was lying prone.
What's your partner's name?
And he was lying face down, halfway on the curb and, on the asphalt in the parking lot there. I wasn't sure what his injuries were. Another officer approached me and said, "We have another officer over here that needs to be checked out." I went over to check him out. He was totally fine. At that point, I went over to where the two suspects were laying handcuffed.
Okay, so the officer was fine?
The officer that I went to check out, he was driving a little black pickup.
Were there other paramedics there looking at the first officer? Or?
Yes. Okay. My partner, who was also a paramedic.
Okay, your partner, Mr.
Right.
Went to see the first officer. You went to check out the second officer, and he was fine.
And it appeared to me that the first officer did not have life-threatening injuries. It was just abrasions and bruises and stuff.
Okay.
Like that.
So then what happened?
And also at that point we learned it was not a shooting or that there hadn't been anybody shot.
Okay.
And then so that turned it into pretty much just a traffic accident for us.
Okay.
And then so I went and attended to the two suspects who were both out of their vehicles and handcuffed.
Okay.
Both stable people complaining. One person, I'm not sure what his name was, he was on the passenger side of the vehicle.
And okay. What kind of vehicle was that? Do you remember?
You know what? It was, I don't. It was a compact car.
All right, but it was
maybe a Honda or something like that.
It was the suspect vehicle.
Yeah.
From what you can understand?
Yeah.
Okay, and this was the guy on the passenger side, is that
correct?
This
was the guy, yeah, he said he was not driving and that he was wearing a seatbelt and he wasn't complaining of any injuries. And then I went over to an officer summoned me over to the other guy who said he had neck and back pain and he had some blood around his mouth. But he looked like he was okay, so we put him in full C-spine and called for another ambulance to come take him. Once that ambulance got there, relieved me, I went back over. By that time, my partner was into the back of the ambulance with the officer.
Yeah. At any time while you were talking to the suspects, did they make any spontaneous statements about the crime at all?
No.
How about the shooting?
No. In fact, I didn't even realize it was a shooting until we got to the hospital, and then somebody told me that there was actually shots fired.
Okay. And who did you transport? Did you transport anybody?
Yeah, we transported the officer. He was a Ventura City PD. And
you don't remember what his name was?
I have it in my report. Was it Raymond? Does that sound right?
Sounds right, yeah.
Yeah.
It was okay, so
I can get it for you.
We can do that later. You transported him to...
We transported him to St. John's.
To St. John's in Oxnard?
Right.
Okay.
With minor injuries.
And he had minor injuries? What were the extent of those injuries?
We had put him in full C-spine just because of the mechanism of the incident, but as it turned out, he was only... his knees were pretty well abrased. And then he had some abrasions on his forearms. So it was you know, pretty superficial. I don't think anything was broken or when we had left the hospital, he was sitting up and
great,
carrying on.
Okay, so at no time, you didn't hear the suspects make any spontaneous statements or at
no,
all?
No, I had very, very little conversation with him. It was, you know, what hurts, you know, were you driving, were you knocked out? It was pretty much all yes and no
okay.
type stuff.
And once you left St. John's and Oxnard?
Then we were clear, we came back to our sector, which is Newbury Park.
Okay, you didn't go back to the
no.
to the scene at all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you remember what time you were called to the scene? And
we got sent down to cover. It was probably sometime between 3 and 4, maybe 3:30 and 4:30, closer to 4 probably.
Probably about 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you
We were on our way down the grade covering Camarillo. We got to about Dawson. That's when we got responded. So we responded from Dawson in 101.
Oh, so you were already on your way towards...
Just to cover north? Camarillo, right.
Okay, so you're about Dawson.
We were on our cover.
And you got the call. What did the call come out as?
The call came down as a shooting. And then it was upgraded or advised that there was 4 victims that had been shot. And we got that update right when we were pretty much pulling off of Las Poses into that shopping center parking lot. And then at which time, there was a fire official who was on scene first, and when he got there, he had said that it wasn't a shooting, and then that we only had one patient. Actually, there was 3.
Okay.
Or it turned out to be 3.
All right, I think that's pretty much it. Is there anything else that you can think of that I might need to know?
No. Yeah, that was pretty much, you know, the extent of it. I can offer you more stuff on the guy we transported. He was in the back. And
okay, maybe you could give me the name of that guy. I wasn't at that part of the scene, so...
Oh, but, okay.
Yeah, and I don't know all the guys in that unit, so...
Yeah.
If you could give me that name, I'd appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Right. Okay. Now we're interviewing... who is also a paramedic with AMR. He's... partner today in unit number 443. Okay, if you could start from the beginning about, what was it, what did you say, about 4 o'clock you were headed out towards cover the Camarillo area?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
I believe it was about 7 minutes after 4, we were in Camarillo, and we received a call for 4 victims of gunshot wounds off of... Las Poses and Ventura at the Target Center.
Uh-huh.
We responded. We were the second paramedic resource in. The first was EMS-2, which is Ventura County Fire. And we were the first ambulance on scene. Upon our arrival, I went over to the first patient, Officer Dan, and that was Officer Raymond Romero. He had been hit by a car, suspects trying to get away, and he seemed to be the worst off. My partner went to check on the other 3 victims. I believe one of them was an officer and the other 2 were suspects. I stayed with Officer Romero. We ended up putting him in full C-spine. He was complaining of back pain, which was his primary problem. He also had some abrasions to his knees. He checked out fine after that, never KO'd on us. He was answering all questions appropriately.
Never KO'd, he never passed out?
Right, never passed out from that. Other than that, he had some shoulder pain, some pelvic pain, and some back pain later on during the transport. They cleared him from the C-spine precautions at the hospital, and as far as I know, he's going to be fine. The other three suspects, or the two suspects and the other officer, my partner originally cleared. They weren't going to go. Later on, while we're transporting, I heard over the radio they're calling for another ambulance. They're all minor injuries.
Okay. You guys transported Officer Romero, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you at any time attend to the suspects?
I did not. My partner did.
Okay. So you didn't have any contact with the suspects at all?
No, I did not.
Okay. Did you see the suspects when you were at the scene?
I saw one suspect. He was lying prone, handcuffed on the ground.
Okay. And then you went about your job? And
I went over to Officer Romero, got him assessed, got him on the backboard. After they started getting him on the backboard, I went over to my partner to find out what we had going with the other patients. He said that he had cleared everybody and everyone was fine, so then I went back with Officer Romero and finished up with him, got him loaded in the back of the ambulance, and attended to him on the way to the hospital.
And you went to which hospital?
St. John's, Oxnard.
Okay. Once you checked him in at St. John's, where did you go?
We checked him in into the emergency room, finished up our paperwork, and we were advised by our dispatch to go cover the city of Ventura. Shortly after that, we got cleared back to Newberry Park.
Great. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Very well.
Appreciate your help.